Shvius Perk Yud Mishnah Zayin. Kaveris Devorim Rebbe Eliezer Aimer Harehi Kekarka. So a beehive, Rebbe Eliezer says, it's as if it's karka, it's land. And the way the Rav explains that this case in the Mishnah is specifically a beehive that's sitting on the floor. Because if a beehive is on like pegs or some kind of stand, everybody agrees that it's not connected to the ground and it's like metaltolin. And if it's soldered down with clay or mortar, things like that, and it's connected to the ground that way, so everybody agrees it's part of the ground. The machlok is here is when it's just sitting on the ground. Rebbe Kiveger has a problem with this because the Gemara Bava Basra is not mashma that that's the case in this Mishnah, but ayin sham. So Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Harayka Karka, Rebbe Eliezer says it's like Karka. And the Rav says that it can be kind of with Kesef, Shtar, and Chazaka. And not only that, the Rambam's Moisif, that you can even be kind of other things, metaltum, that are sitting on top of this beehive, Derech Agav, just like Karka. So it's mamish like Karka by Kinyonim. The Kaisvanel Prosbo, and you can write a Prosbo on it. Ve'eino mekabelos tumah b'mkoima. And it's not mekabel tumah in its place. If something is tries to be metame it, it does not mekabel tumah, just like land. Ve'haroida mimena b'shabas chayiv. And if one tries to take out honey from inside of it on Shabbos, he'd be chayiv. And they bring in a smacht. Obviously, it's not the source because it's a pasuk in Navi. But it says in Shmuel by Yonason, ve'yitbalosa b'yaras devash. The Gemara darshins, what's this ya'ar? Ya'aras devash. What's this inyan of ya'ar? It's an interesting lashon that's written by honey. So just like a ya'ar, if a person tries to take something out of a forest, a ya'ar, like a tree, he plucks something out of the forest, he's chayiv chatas. So too, there's a drasha, the person that takes honey out of a beehive on Shabbos is chayiv chatas. Obviously, it's not a mekor mederaisa, it's an asmachta. But Rabbi Eliezer learns it's part of karka, and the mloch is toilish. The chacham say that it's not like karka, it's metaltolin. Vein kaisen alea prosbol, and you don't write a prosbol on it. So this would not be mentioned in the prosbol. Umekabelos tumah b'mkoima. And if something is tamet, it's mekabel tumah, and it becomes tame. V'arayde mimena b'shabas potter. And if a person takes honey out of this, it's potter. He's not uprooting, he's not taking honey from the place that it's connected to. And therefore, he's not chayiv chatas. And the chayiv chatas would be because of toilish. But we hold, the Rav says, like the Chacham, not like Rabbi Eliezer.